All right, Comic Con. What is this? Again, it's more than just comics. It's Middle East film and Comic Con. As soon as I heard the word con, I was thinking Con Air with Nicolas Cage, but it's got nothing to do with Con Air, right?
Thankfully.
Hey, come on. You know what? You know what? First of all, I loved that movie, and then I'm listening to Lloydie and Lumber, who are also asleep at this hour. They're talking today about The Tourist, and they didn't like it. I thought that was the best movie I've ever seen.
Well, Kaya's got that cool bit with John Malkovich where he comes out in like the... Yeah.
Oh, no, but it's got the best line in any movie.
Yeah.
Give me back my bunny. You know, it's just the best thing. It's the best thing ever, you know. It's like, it's classic.
Yeah. You got to be a Nicolas Cage fan to like that one, that's for sure. But, you know, the film in Comic Con, what's this all about, and how did you come up with this?
Firstly, it's not our concept.
Yeah.
It's, obviously, it's worldwide. I want to say phenomenon, but I find it hard to say.
Doesn't roll off the tongue.
Yeah, it doesn't really. But it is. I mean, the original... There's some debate. I think if Des in the UK is listening, he'll be upset if I say the first one was in San Diego. But the first one of its... there was one in Paris before that, and it's kind of geek forums. They get a bit upset about it, but...
We stream, so he'll hear it.
Okay, great. He'll be upset with me next week. San Diego is sort of the granddaddy.
Okay.
It started 32 years ago.
That's
with kind
a long
of 800...
Time.
You're pretty geeky guys.
Yeah. Hardcore fans.
And has now become 180,000 people. Tickets sell out in 4 days. It's absolutely massive. The launch pad of every... major popcorn movie of the last 10 years.
Really?
It's as the, for want of a better description, geek culture has become mainstream, then the event has just kind of followed that.
Huh.
So it's video games, film, TV, animation, collectibles, comics, graphic novels, digital, you mentioned, mobile applications. It's cult entertainment and popular culture.
We're talking $4 billion industry.
Yes.
And that's just youth. I mean, you know, it's...
Well, youngest population in the world, in the Middle East.
Yeah.
180 million under the age of 35 or something crazy. So it's, you know...
Who are all spending their parents' money.
Why, exactly.
My kids are doing a good job of that.
Yeah.
I said to them, what do you think, I'm a money tree today? They looked at me as if, yeah. It's like, no!
And it's like, you know, if 10 or 15 years ago, if you were a geek, you were the spotty kid, you know, we all were. We were the spotty kid, sort of, you know, sat in the bedroom with very little chance of getting a girlfriend. That was the...
Why would you say that?
I'm sorry.
Not a mic.
Speak for yourself.
But I said 10 years ago.
10 years.
Whatever.
10 years ago.
But my point is that has become... That's changed. It's, you know, if you played video games, whatever. Okay, 15, 20 years ago.
You know what? He's digging a hole.
I know. I think he's keeping
the... His wife is listening. I mean, he's so in love with candy. And this.
He's going to be stopping at the email station and getting flowers on the way home tonight.
Forget it.
Don't forget the chocolate, man.
It's become mainstream, is my point.
Mm.
You know, I mean, almost any guy under the age of 35, 40 plays video games.
Yes.
My point was, 50 to 20 years ago, that wasn't really the case.
I'm the only guy who's got an iPhone 4 with no games on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
I know. I don't have any. Someone said to me, what games do you have? I said, none. Like, what? Why do you have an iPhone 4 then?
You know, they have applications on them, right?
Yeah, so I've got lots of apps. Oh, none of them are games, though. Someone said, well, don't you have the latest flight simulator? No. Auto racing thing that you can...
Angry Birds, man.
That's
that
crazy thing. Angry Birds.
Yeah. I don't have it. Yeah. You're going,
You need to come to the Comic Con, man.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, this is sounding huge. I mean, just huge.
Yeah. I mean, well, it appeals to a lot of people, you know. It's from your 5-year-old who loved Avatar last year to your 50-year-old who got married in Klingon. I mean, it's... And everything in between, you know. There are people who are really hard... It's happened. It does happen. You know, right to your middle-aged couple who watched Lost or Heroes or... And everything in
I
between.
I loved Heroes.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. See? Yeah.
The first two seasons only.
Yeah. Very much, yeah.
Hey, you know, speaking of that, you remember the first couple seasons, that crazy artist guy?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that guy?
Yeah.
I was at the film festival,
yeah.
And I go to visit the wonderful lady who's doing the gift room, and he's in there.
Oh, he was there?
Yeah, well, he was there.
Which guy?
The guy, the crazy artist.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, you know.
And he looked just like him. He looked like this crazy artist. He even had some makeup on. I'm going, you're the crazy. And I stop and go, because I couldn't remember his name. All I could think of was the crazy artist guy who kept seeing things. And I'm thinking, and he talked just like it. I thought it was a Heroes episode. It was like really,
well,
really
it's interesting you bring that up, because, I mean, that, just that, Heroes and that, the artist, is actually a really good example of how these different genres are merging.
Yeah.
Because the art that they show on television, you know, his art, the paintings that he does, is actually done by a really famous comic book artist.
Oh, really? Who?
Yeah.
Who?
His name is Tim Sale. And
because the art was amazing.
Yeah, yeah. And he did all the work. So, you know, it's you can see that it's like all these genres are coming together: TV, film, comic books. It's all, you know, starting to come together. And
you look at Hollywood movies for the last however long.
Exactly.
You know,
like Terry McPherson's work was in Juno and all this kind of stuff. Well, like a lot of these cameo artists.
You know, Hollywood's almost become lazy because I don't need to write a script. I just go to the comic book store and pick up a graphic novel.
Exactly.
You
know,
well, they're making Smurfs now. People, what's up with that?
They are.
Smurfs.
I know a lot of people are looking forward to that.
But you know what?
he says with a big smile on his face.
I was watching the trailers for Green Hornet, and I was sitting with the whole family, and everyone's going, that looks great. And I'm going, you know what? It doesn't look so great to me.
I don't know. It's got good reviews, though.
I know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not sure I can take him seriously.
Yeah. He's got the original Kato, man. So
yeah. That's the thing.
I hope he does it justice, man.
He's the guy from Superbad, you know, so it's kind of... But it's got good reviews. I don't know.
I mean, it's supposed to be cheesy, isn't it? So
I don't know. I just didn't do it for me.
I mean, I think it's something like 41 of the top 50 highest grossing movies of all time are either superhero, science fiction, or fantasy related. Yeah. So that tells
that's
you
just
something.
Wild.
Yeah, and this year is going to be one of the biggest years for comic book inspired and related movies ever.
Green Lantern's coming out as well.
There's a list.
Captain America, Thor. Did you
Thor,
say that?
Yeah. Thor, man. Thor directed by Kenneth Branagh.
That'll be good.
It's gonna be interesting.
So I mean, there's plenty. You know, I mean, it's all coming together, and it's the perfect year to have the first Middle East film and Comic Con.
I think that's why it's so popular now as well, because there's so many different entry points into the genre. If you play, you know, the comic becomes the film, which becomes the video game, which becomes the mobile app, which becomes, or vice versa.
Can you even think, you know, when people are thinking now of creating comics, do they have to be thinking all the way ahead into
Absolutely, yeah.
I think so. Yeah, I mean, because it's all related now. It's all related.
Mm. Does that take away a bit of the je ne sais quoi from the whole idea of comic books, where, you know, it's you get the book, you're going to go and sit down on a chair somewhere, and you're going to go through that edition that's just come out. It's sort of, you know, it's its own environment. Now you're waiting for someone else to add the interpretation to it.
I don't know. I mean, it's the same thing for a book, right? I mean,
movie adaptations.
I would think that comics would be one of the last things to go digital. I think, you know, long-form books will probably go digital before comics do.
Well, they're all different forms of art. They're mediums of entertainment and art. So it kind of makes sense, you know, that a comic book lends itself to a video game. So I don't think it's taking anything away. I think it's just bringing that sort of art or those characters or that universe to more people.
When I mean, being a comic book artist, there's a lot of vanity to reading a book. Hey, I mean,
who's a comic book artist?
Well, no, that was part.
There's a vanity to reading it. I mean, all these artists put their work into each and every single page, and then they got the coloring, then they got the inking, then they got the storytelling,
it's an
all the frames are carefully placed. Yeah. So every time you actually flip through a comic book, you actually, you know, experience something different. You know, and if it's a really talented artist like Joe Madureira, and he's using people like ink,
I love him.
To do the work. I mean, it looks 3D. It's just so beautiful. It's you can watch it in a movie, but it's just a completely different experience when you put it.
I mean, there's actually a big push, not just in America, but here as well, and we've got some stuff planned for it. But even from an educational point of view, you've got I don't know, eight-year-old boy or whatever, try and get him to read a book. It's not easy. Try and get him to read a comic. It's much easier. Yeah. So at least as an entry into literacy or whatever, it's useful. From an artistic point of view, trying to get people to express themselves.
Yeah.
Who wants to, you know, paint a bowl of fruit? No one. But, you know, create a superhero.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun. So,
well, you know, when I think of comics, two places come to mind. Japan, For whatever
anime, or
anime and
manga,
and then Case does all sorts of great stuff with that. And
he's trying to promote that here. Reading,
he's
you know,
coming on the show next week.
Really is.
He's on the show next week.
I heard about that.
Lovely.
He's a great guy. So supportive,
and he'll like it that I actually pronounced his name semi properly. Case. I can never get the.
What about the family name? Are you going to go for that as well?
Subkey. There we go.
Subkey.
You know what? He gets mad at me every time, so I'm not going to go. But the other place, I want to jump back there, and you know, I do make it to France fairly often, because if I'm going back to Canada, we always seem to fly through Paris, and the French are obsessed with, and especially with comics, but especially as you're saying, they're hardcover books that are, you know, there's one right now, when we were walking through the Virgin Megastore on Champs-Élysées, and there's one that, I can't remember what they called it, but it was a total hit in the mouth for Nicolas Sarkozy, and it was all about him, and it had some other name, but it, you know, they were making a fool of him, but it's a comic book.
Don't do one for Berlusconi.
I don't even want to think of what they're doing in Italy. But you know, and as you're saying, these books are, some of them are comedies, so then there's a whole other where they're history, and they're and they're amazing.
Some of these are you're very adult, and I mean that for an audience. I don't mean it you know, and they're not intended for kids. Yeah.
I mean, they're dramas and, you know, like mystery thrillers. It's not all about superheroes. Yeah. There's some very sort of...
I mean, have you ever seen V for Vendetta? Fantastic movie.
Yeah.
Based on an amazing comic, amazing graphic novel. Very political, very dark.
Yeah.
You know, not intended for kids at all. Yeah. So,
no, I want to jump back, because we now, and this is going back to Mo, because we live in that era of, you know, you can go online, you got great programs, and you know, suddenly I can be designing stuff all online, all electronically, and never have to actually take pen and paper and color and put it to the paper.
Right.
Is there still, even here, and we talk about it, I could be totally off base here, but when I talk about comics in the UAE, it's a pretty small group of people who are doing them.
Right.
Especially by hand. But is this something that you see dying, or an art form that you see sort of, you know, just starting to take off here in the UAE?
It all depends on the artist. I mean,
the only
the artists actually enjoy the pleasure of drawing. You know, with it's when it comes to the other people's eyes, or when they look at it, they don't really care if it's digital or not.
Usually, you don't think there's a difference though? I mean, can you tell the difference between a digital?
I mean, when it gets mass produced, it's kind of lost anyway, right? That's why you want to get the first sketches or the original comic book when it's out.
More in the coloring these days and stuff.
But everything's gone digital though. Everything's gone digital. Everyone's using a tablet now. It's much easier to color in because not everyone works on a time scale, so. It has to be done, you know, by this certain time for it to be released. And then, you know, oh, I don't have these inks. Oh, it's better if I use digital. I can erase that. I can't erase the ink off the paper. Yeah. But it all depends on the pleasure of the artist, you know. I always enjoy
it. And I think whatever makes it easier is a plus, you know. Yeah. I mean, whatever. I can't draw to save my life, but I can use a computer. So if that makes it easier for me to create, then surely that's a good thing.
Yeah. I really don't want to see your comments.
But everything is moving to the digital age.
I mean, I kind of lament that. It's you know, I guess in my mind, then you can get if you're doing it by hand and you're doing small runs, like we're talking Gutenberg small runs, 100 copies that are, you know, hand colored or even done on a very small print run, then they become very specialized products. Exactly. I don't know if anyone buys
it. That will still happen.
I
think that will still happen.
And I actually hope, and this is one of the main elements of Middle East Film and Comic Con, actually, is creating a platform for the artists over here, and there are tons of them.
I don't think
we've even sort of scratched the surface of the talent that exists here. And I think we're going to see a lot of these, you know, talented people who actually still use pen and paper coming out. And I mean, that's what we're promoting as well with the Comic Con. We've got these people coming in, and it's a forum for them to shout out about themselves. And I think a lot of them still do it traditional style, and we're going to see a lot of that.
So why don't, you know what, let's do just that. Let's sit back and let's backpedal a little bit and tell us exactly what we can look forward to seeing at Comic Con, who's going to be there, why we should go, what we're going to find out, how this is going to inspire us and wow us. That's what we're going to find out. I'm going to give you all the information right now.